to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. And good afternoon and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We want to encourage you to utilize the WMIE 91.5 website to find the archived programs. You don't want to miss any of this week or this month's, in fact, teaching Faith That Works. We all hear a lot about faith, but do we experience faith that works? The only way we could experience is we have to work that faith that works.
That's exactly. You have to work that faith that works. And when we talk about faith that works, we're talking about Bible faith. Okay. Bible faith. The way in which faith is outlined in the Bible. And we should follow the way God sets it out. And in I think it's in Mark chapter 11, Jesus says to the disciples, have faith in God. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're talking about what kind of faith here? All this week, Bible faith, faith that works. Jesus tells the disciple when they see faith that work, because the faith that work is in God, mm-hmm. and it is in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So in God, it's in the Word, because John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. Mm-hmm. And Jesus says to the disciples, when they look and they saw the fig tree mm-hmm. dry up mm-hmm. from the root in Mark 11, mm-hmm. and they were amazed. And then Jesus says, this is how it works. Have faith in God. That's it. Mm-hmm. If when you have faith in God, then you can speak the word and it will be done. Okay.
Mm-hmm. In Mark chapter 9, when it talks about the father who brought his son.
Yes.
And the disciples tried to cast out the spirit.
Yes.
And they could not. In verse 28 of Mark chapter 9. It says, and when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? So Jesus' response to them is, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. And when we think about fasting, sometimes we twist it to think that the more we afflict ourselves, the more God will do. And that's not the case. When we're fasting, we're becoming more in tune with what God is saying.
Yes.
And the Spirit of God in us is more profound. It's more pronounced. We're able to hear more clearly from God. We're able to root more in that faith from God. So we have to change the way we think about stuff. A lot of times we think, oh, fasting, that's just for me to afflict myself, and then God's going to do something. No, God is not doing anything different than his original intention.
That's
God
right.
is going to continue to do what God does. But in fasting, what we do for ourselves is we subject our flesh more to what the Spirit is saying, and then we're able to hear and have clarity and operate in the confidence of faith. So we have to change the way we think about stuff, because a lot of times we think, oh, fasting, that's just to torture myself. No, it's not to torture ourselves. It's so that we could hear clearly, that we can tap in to what God is saying and his strength to continue to pursue what he's saying. Because sometimes, yeah, we know what God said, but then we don't have the strength to pursue.
You're right. We give up.
We veer off course. But when in fasting, it strengthens and empowers because we hear more clear and the reality of the Spirit becomes more than the circumstances of what's going on around us. So when Jesus said to him, this kind comes out by nothing but prayer and fasting, you see, you got to really hear. You can't just go and copy what you see somebody else do.
Ooh.
You have to really hear from God for that specific situation, and then you operate in faith to move to do what God is instructing you to do. Faith is an unseen reality. That's one of our definitions that we'll be exploring this week for faith. It's the unseen reality. So it's real.
Yeah.
The outcome is there, but it's unseen yet in the tangible, in the physical.
Yes.
But there's, we see it. That's why we pursue it.
Okay.
How do we see it? We see it by the Spirit. God deposits something in our imagination so that we have a vision for something that is not yet seen around us, but it's seen within us. And then it gives us the passion, the pursuit to go after it, to be able to obtain it. So faith is the unseen reality. When God speaks, it is sure. It is true. He's not telling us something and then changing his mind. What God is telling us is true. It's his true intention for us. And we have to make sure that we're not deceived in our mind and then take the deception or take the escape route from our faith by something else that the enemy presents. We have to remain rooted in our in what God has said, faith in God.
God. And in Hebrews chapter 11, because that definition is so powerful, definition. Faith is the unseen reality. That's Bible faith now. And in Hebrews chapter 11, which is the modern scripture for faith, it's rooted in there. Because in verse 3, because we look at verse 1. Verse 1 first.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony.
Right.
By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
So the things, there are things that are not yet what?
Seen.
Seen.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet visible. There are things to happen or to come into being that is not yet seen visible, but it exists. By this we know the world was framed by the word of God, that the things we now see and touch, and he says, understand this, the things that we now see and touch, they didn't come from things that were here before. They come from the invisible, where God is. So faith is. That's why in Mark 11, it says, Jesus says to the disciples, have faith in God. So you have to have, it comes from God. You have to have it in God. And God is the word. So have faith in the word. Oh, man, you got it. Have faith in God is have faith in the world, in the word. Believe the word and believe what the word says and do what the word says. So if you believe what the word says and now do what the word says, you will see it. So you can't see what the word, you can't see or touch what the word says until you believe it and do it.
You know, faith, it's not wishful thinking.
Come on.
Or it's not blind optimism.
Yes.
It's confident trust in the unseen realities God has promised us. So we go around saying, well, I wish this and I wish that. Oh, I believe. But do you really, really believe? Do you have that confidence that you can fully trust in God and know his word says and stand on what his word says? It's not I wish or I hope so or I'm blindly believing. We're not blindly believing because we have his word and we have all his promises in there.
In the Amplified version of Hebrews chapter 1, it uses a specific word called the title deed.
Yes.
And Pastor had to teach it on this years ago, but I remember it clear as day. So in the Amplified Version, it says, now faith is the assurance, the title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality.
Oh.
Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. So that's the Amplified Version of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And he compared the title deed. So the title deed confirms that something exists, even if you have not seen it yet. So if there's a title deed for a car, it means that that car exists, even though you may not have seen it yet. You may not have obtained it yet, but the title deed verifies that it exists somewhere. So faith is the assurance. It is the title deed. It is the unseen reality. Wow. We know that it exists. So now it's time to go obtain it. Mm-hmm.
And that is so powerful. Mm-hmm. As we teach this week, on all of this week, we will be teaching this subject and helping our people to lock into this, key into this fact here. Mm-hmm. You have to key into the Word of God and key into the power. The power of faith and how it works. Faith that works. Mm-hmm. Faith that works. So all this week, and please tell your friend, invite your friend to tune in to the Word. Tune in to the Word and how faith works.
In Luke chapter 22, there's a conversation taking place between Jesus and Simon Peter. And the Lord said in verse 31, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. So Jesus, he is the author and the finisher. He knows the beginning, he knows the end, and he knows how to navigate us up through the middle. Because a lot of times we don't experience the end of a thing because we never come up through the middle of the thing. We're good at starting stuff. We're good at, initiating and speaking our ideas and such. But we don't see the end of it unless we go up through the middle. So Jesus is speaking to him now by faith. Jesus knows the outcome. He knows the role that he is to play. And he tells him, when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. So he's saying, I prayed for you. Your faith will not fail. The enemy is coming for you, but you will be victorious by faith. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.